97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, Macy Gray, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Excellent. How are you, Big Papa?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for getting up early for me. I know, I mean, the whole rock star lifestyle, I mean, you're normally probably sleeping until like 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right?
No. No, I have kids. I actually wake up early every day.
Oh, yeah. How old are the kids at this point?
They're teenagers, 13, 14, and 15.
Oh, boy.
So
at this point, having teenagers, do you realize what you put your parents through?
Oh, I know. Well, you know, my mom always says, you know, you have to be careful when you're a teenager, because then when you grow up, all that karma comes back to you, that your kids will be double as bad as you were. So, you know, so I've always been, you know, nervous.
Absolutely. My mom said the same thing to me. She's like, hey, you know what? When you get older and you have kids, I hope they do the same thing to you. And they are, and it's so maddening, isn't it?
It's not fair.
We're talking to Macy Gray. She's in the brand new movie For Colored Girls. Tyler Perry directed the whole thing, and it opens this Friday. For those who aren't familiar with the story, tell us about the story.
Well, the story was originally takes place in 1975. It's a classic story written in the 70s. And it's about a lot of things. It's an ensemble cast, and it's about the lives of these 7 or 8 different women who live in New York. And it's just about the things that they go through in their love lives and coming up in the 70s, you know, some of the things they deal with racially and as far as being a woman in our society. And so what was interesting is that a lot of the issues are still relevant, you know, 30 years later. And so Tyler made it very, you know, modern and adapted a really difficult play to screen. And it's just definitely something you should see. It's very good.
Absolutely. It's For Colored Girls. It opens this Friday in theaters, directed by Tyler Perry. And a hell of a cast as well. Whoopi Goldberg, Janet Jackson, Loretta Devine, Felicia Rashad is in there as well. When you walked onto the set and you saw these major, major players, and you having more of a musical background, were you nervous walking on into this thing?
Yeah, I was actually, because, you know, most of the girls in the cast are really seasoned. In fact, all of them were really seasoned actresses, and so I was definitely a little intimidated, especially in front of people like Whoopi and Felicia Rashad, you know. You know, like, that's Claire Huxtable, you know what I mean? So, I was definitely a little starstruck and in awe. And I'm a big Kimberly Elise fan and Kerry Washington, so it was cool that everybody did their thing, and it came out really great.
We're talking to Macy Gray. The movie is For Colored Girls. It opens this Friday in theaters. Of course, you can go to MacyGray.com. You're still doing touring and everything, right? I mean, you're a busy, busy woman.
Yeah, we're on tour. I just got back from the last leg of the U.S. tour. We did New Orleans, the Voodoo Fest on Sunday on Halloween night, and then I'm home for about a week in Los Angeles, and then we fly out to Europe, and I'm gone for about 5 weeks.
Wow. What did you dress up as for Halloween?
I went as myself, not drunk. I couldn't think of a good costume, so I told everybody that was my outfit, but
that's
nobody
fantastic.
Thought it was very funny.
We're talking to Macy Gray, MacyGray.com, and of course, For Colored Girls opens this Friday in theaters. You've toured around the world. Everyone knows you from I Try. Do you ever get sick of doing I Try live?
No, you know, I went through a moment when I was just like, it wasn't about I Try. I just was wishing, like, you know, that I had another song that people loved just as much, you know, like the Beatles, you know what I mean? But they have like 90 songs, like 90 I Tries, you know. But I never got sick of I Try. I just want to, I want to give the world another song that they love that much, you know.
Absolutely.
And my really, my really core fans know all my songs and love them the same. But, you know,
Absolutely. I understand. If anybody understands, I understand. You know why? Because I have three catchphrases, and that's it. That's all I got. That's all I'm good for. I got brown chicken, brown cow. I'm not saying, but I'm saying. And then I have a couple other that I kind of teeter with, but those are the two main ones.
I only have like two, so you're doing better.
So, Macy Gray, concerning the fact that you were on Dancing with the Stars a while back, do you follow it now at all or no?
No, you know what? I have to confess, I didn't really watch it before, and so as soon as I was done with it, I didn't watch it after too much. I watched it when my friend Nicole Scherzinger was on it. I used to watch it to catch up, but that was pretty much it.
Cool. It's Macy Gray for Colored Girls, directed by Tyler Perry. It opens this Friday in theaters. Whoopi, Janet, Felicia Rashad, and also the very wonderful Loretta Devine will be on the show a little bit later on this week, which I'm looking forward to that as well. I know you got to get going, and I appreciate the time that you've given us. What do you have coming up after the movie? You're going on the tour. Do we have a new album coming out? Do we have any more acting gigs? What's next for you?
Yeah, I'm working on a new album. My latest album though came out in June, and it's called The Sellout. It's one of my favorite records. I'm very, very proud of it. And I told you about the tour. And you know, just the holidays are coming up. I'm gonna take my family to St. Bart's for Christmas. And
nice.
I haven't figured out my New Year's yet, but it looks like you're just going to, you know, it's the end of the year, so everybody just has to look forward to good times, you know.
Now, with you having teenagers, how are you with them starting to date?
Oh, I just tell them no. I tell them no to everything. I just say no. You can't know.
How's that working out for you?
It doesn't work at all, but...
Macy Gray for Color Girls opens this Friday in theaters, MacyGray.com. I know you got to get going, and I appreciate the time. One thing before you go, it's the quick six. Six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
All right.
Three shows that are on your DVR right now.
Three shows? Desperate Housewives. Entourage. And Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Favorite toy as a child?
Favorite toy as a child was, I had a kickball.
You had a kickball. When you're out at the bar, what's your drink of choice?
Malibu Sprite, Malibu rum mixed with Sprite and ice and two limes.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
I don't have an iPod.
Okay. Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
I can't say it on the radio.
And finally, what's your favorite toy as an adult?
I can't say that on the radio either.
There it is. It's Macy Gray for Color Girls. Opens this Friday in theaters with Whoopi, Janet Jackson, directed by Tyler Perry, and MacyGray.com. Macy, thank you so much for the time. Continued success.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care. It's Macy Gray, everybody. We'll be right back. Big Pop in the Morning on KISS FM.